When I struggle to believe, you will not let go of me. God, my rock, God, my rock, God, my rock. You will stand when others fall. You are faithful through it all. God, my rock, God, my rock, God, my rock. In the blessing, in the pain. I cling to you, your right hand upholds me. This is what David says in Psalm 63, verse 8. I cling to you, your right hand upholds me. What or who do you cling to? Some people cling to alcohol to make them forget the realities they may be facing. Others cling to drugs for the same thing. Others cling to people, such as their spouse, their friends, their parents. And others cling to money and all that it is able to give them on this earth. But what do you cling to? That's the question. What do you think the issue is with all the examples I mentioned just now? Well, I'll tell you. The issue is that none of them will last or are truly reliable at all times. In other words, each of them will fail you at some point in time. You see, you cannot rely on money because you can lose it. And they're just things it cannot buy. You cannot rely on your job. You can get fired in an instant for different reasons. You can't always rely on your friends because the truth is they come and go and they also have things to take care of. They will not always be there. And you can't rely on money, as I said, because there's just things it can't help you with. My point is that all these things will fail at some point. They're not reliable. They may feel like they're reliable for a moment, for a situation, for a season, but they're never always there. Who is the person, the one being that can stay true and can stay the same through anything? Who is the one solid foundation you can lean on, you can cling to? There's only one, and I'll tell you who that is. His name is Yahweh, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the one we can cling to. Jesus gives us some advice in Matthew 7, verse 24 to 27. It reads, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew it and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and don't put them into practice is like the foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, stream rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." What is the point? This is the point. If you build your house on a weak foundation, if you cling to things that are not reliable, when the storm hits, when the rain comes, your house will fall. You will fall. But if you build your house, if you build your foundation on the solid rock, when the rain comes, when the storm comes, you won't fall. You will stand. You will conquer. You see, God is the solid foundation I'm talking about. He is the rock that we need to build our foundation on. He is the only one who can stay constant when everything else is unstable. So again, I ask you the question, What or who do you cling to? Who do you rely on? If it's not God, then I can guarantee you one thing. You will eventually fail. You will eventually fall. Because you'll be building your foundation on sand. Here's the thing. King David chose to cling to God. He chose to cling to God. Now the question is, who will you choose to cling to going forward from today? Will you build your house on sand or on solid rock? Will you choose to be wise or will you allow yourself to be foolish? The choice is truly yours. Cling to anything other than God and fail, or cling to God and be guaranteed that you will stand. It's been a great week sharing these words with you, and I hope that God will help you on your journey going forward. Cling to Him, build your rock, build your house on the solid rock of God's love. Amen.